This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Daryl and Hanif with you right here on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music. Before the break, we had a chat with Faz, and if you'd like to revisit that interview again, do remember that you can head over to our website real soon. The podcast will be up on www.bfm.my/Pulse. Okay, now we've come on to a quick fire rapid news segment that we like to call
By the Way. So last year, before the pandemic, we reported on the story that Genesis was supposed to go on a reunion tour, but that plan was obviously curtailed because of the pandemic. Now, after being postponed twice, their European tour is now scheduled to kick off in September and October of this year.
Fingers crossed.
The dates are still fuzzy though, so yeah, fingers crossed. They've also announced that the reunion tour will also be coming to North America in the fall. The reunion of the prog rock turned pop band was a big deal, and this is the reunion of Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks, along with longtime live guitarist and bassist Daryl Sturmer and Phil's son Nick Collins on drums.
Exciting. And speaking of music events, and in particular large-scale music events, over the weekend, we saw some promising trials, honey, for large-scale events. I guess this is kind of like, when I saw this piece of news, it was kind of a glimmer of hope that things would go back to the way it used to be. First up, a city notorious for being the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, Wuhan. They lived through more than 2 months of stringent restrictions during the world's first coronavirus-induced lockdown. Last weekend, though, it's kind of like a whole different side of things. The Strawberry Music Festival, which is one of the biggest music festivals in China, went off without a hitch. According to Reuters, about 11,000 people attended the festival. Some wore masks, while many didn't. 11,000 is just crazy to me. Sometimes you'd be scared, right? Just 11 people at one enclosed space. However, the city administration of Wuhan took very specific measures and made special enclosures near the stage, allowing a specific number in each of them. Across the globe, in Liverpool, UK, a pilot concert last Sunday saw the largest number of people to have legally crammed into a small space in UK since the start of the pandemic. I saw pictures, there were no masks, no social distancing, no risk of fines. Sounds like the good old days, doesn't it? Also looking forward, staying in the UK, a live audience of 4,000 people will be allowed at the Brit Awards on May 11 at the O2 Arena in London. Bringing it back to home with the recent announcement of the MCO3, I don't know, honey, for a trial event seems like a very, very, very distant dream. But with restrictions opening up across the globe, it's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel.
Indeed. By the way, Tidal, a high-fidelity music streaming platform founded by rapper Jay-Z, has officially been sold to Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey via his financial services and digital payment company Square. The news was officially announced in March, believed to be worth $297 million, but the final figure now comes at $350 million. Tidal will now operate independently within Square, but with Square taking 80% ownership of it, along with licensing deals with major record labels. The existing artist shareholders will also continue to be co-owners, and that includes Madonna, Daft Punk, and Rihanna. Jay-Z is expected to join Square's board of directors, while Roc Nation CEO Desiree Perez will continue the running of Tidal. Despite operating within Square, Tidal will still operate independently.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I saw this piece of news, because I think a lot of people jumped onto Tidal only because of Jay-Z, right? That's the pull of, oh man, it's Jay-Z's streaming platform. And if you're a big fan, or not even a fan, you definitely go, because Jay-Z is a respected legendary producer. But it's good to hear that he'll be on the board still.
Yeah, he'll still be involved, quote-unquote, yeah.
Our last story of this evening, some updates from the Fire Festival debacle. Do you remember that, Hanif?
Yeah, of course.
If you're in the dark, think of a music festival in the Bahamas, except it turned out to be Hunger Games for the attendees. A $100 million class action suit was filed days after the infamous festival was cancelled. He argued that the organizers had known that the event was dangerously under-equipped and posed a serious danger to anyone in attendance. 4 years after the event, the organizers have agreed to a settlement with 277 attendees for about $7,000 apiece, the New York Times reports. Drama, of course, is still going on with the other attendees yet to be compensated. So do keep it right here on the Pulse for further developments on the festival that never was. Daryl and Hanif, if you're on the Pulse, we have some brand new music. This one is a pretty snappy one from Descendants.
Yeah, this is another new tune from a band that hasn't released a new song and album in a while. This is California punk rock outfit Descendants with Baby Don't You Know right here on the Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.